Now, the rest of the story. When the transistor radio was new in the United States, we were still making jokes about anything made in Japan. Of course, not anymore. Since then, we have seen the Japanese take up and take over whole industries. Excellent cameras. Excellent electronics equipment. But years ago, the Japanese were still using fallible materials. Imperfect manufacturing techniques. In short, if it was made in Japan, it wouldn't work. And if it did work, not for long. Well, during World War II, when the Japanese still had much to learn, they developed a secret weapon which had to work. For 6 months, this began late in 1944, the Japanese employed their foolproof secret weapon of war. It was a balloon bomb. Now, you do understand that jet stream upper altitude winds blow from west to east infallibly around our Earth. Infallibly. So obviously all Japan had to do was to load free-flight balloons, load them with explosives, and let the wind carry that destruction to Detroit and Toledo and Los Angeles and Dallas and San Diego and Oshkosh. The balloon bomb, carefully calculated to remain in the stratosphere until it was directly over you, then an involved triggering device would release the bombs one by one, incendiary bombs, and when the last bomb had been dropped, the balloon would self-destruct. So this way, according to plan, while we were still sitting around chewing our fingernails up past the second knuckle, wondering what in the world was starting all these fires, our towns and our industries would be in ashes. The Japanese invested heavily in these weapons. 9,000 bomb-carrying balloons were sent up into the jet stream. We were rescued by two factors. For one, the balloons were at the mercy of prevailing 125-mile-an-hour winds, so specific targets could not be pinpointed. Second, the made-in-Japan ballast control mechanisms malfunctioned. So most of the balloons came down harmlessly in the Pacific Ocean, and others exploded aloft. Some of them did reach the United States. One balloon bomb, a weapon of war now, claimed 6 American lives in Lake County, Oregon. Oh, yes, it did. Yet even this infernal device didn't work the way it was supposed to. This one of the balloons, which had not blown itself up in the stratosphere, had fallen to Earth in a sparsely populated area. But 6 civilians, a woman and 5 children, found it, curious. They investigated, started tugging at the thing. They blew themselves up. So though 9,000 units, 9,000 of these balloons had been released, not one of them, not one of the 9,000 did what it was supposed to. And so a second Pearl Harbor, conceivably far more devastating than the first one, aborted because stuff made in Japan really was as bad as we said it was in 1945. If they'd known then what they know now, there might have been an entirely different rest of the story.